together tonight.
All right, Mr. Bruce, finally got that first checkered flag at Oswego. You've been looking for it for a couple of years. And ironically enough, I didn't see you were as aggressive as you've been lately.
You know, my dad kept telling me, be smart. He kept pointing to his head. Every single caution, red flag, he said, kept pointing to his head, you know. Be cautious. We lost a couple spots there on the very initial start, being stuck on the outside, and this car just works on the outside so much. It's awesome, absolutely awesome. So I just stayed to the outside. I just picked them off as I could, tried being real smart, trying to stay out of trouble, be careful of the people that have had a little tension with me the past few weeks, and, you know, be real careful making my way up through the field. And before I knew it, we were sitting, you know, bad luck for Rupert there, but we were sitting second, you know, on lap 15. I was like, 15 more laps, and we got an awesome race car. I knew it was, again, probably the second time this year that it was our race to win, and I didn't want to make a mistake by driving over my head or something like that, so I was really just trying to be really careful and cautious, make a smooth pass on Castilla. I knew he was fast down low, but I knew my car was hooked up on the outside, and that's where you got to make passes at this place in our class. So,
once out front, did your race change at all? Did you keep pushing as hard as you could each lap?
I want to say I pushed it as hard as I could every lap, but at the same time, I knew Mark Castilla wasn't going to go to the outside. You know, he racing with guys for so many years, you know what they do and what they're willing to do, and I knew he wasn't going to try the outside, so I started playing more defensive mode. And that's the first time I've ever been up front, and it's such a mind game when you're up there by yourself and you're thinking and you're constantly this, that, and the next thing. And, you know, I've always been the runner-up trying to get past the first place, you know, and I've never had the chance to be where I was tonight. And I don't know how these guys do it every week. I mean, I was driving myself nuts when I was up front. It was 10 laps, felt like it was 100 laps, felt like a classic. It was ridiculous.
A lot of guys have spotters or somebody at least to give them, you know, you're this far ahead, you're this close, whatever. Did you have anybody out there watching anything for you tonight?
No, we got nothing. I got my dad telling me not to be an idiot, not to wreck the car, you know, to be smart and use my head. And, you know, that's all I got. You know, I got my crews that are just cheering me on. We don't need spotters. You go out, you race, you do the best you can, and you don't need people telling you. You know, it's just I got my family and my friends and my crew guys that are telling me to go and go fast and don't wreck because they're sick and tired of fixing race cars.
Speaking of those guys, who do you have to thank to help you get to victory lane tonight?
Oh, my gosh. First off, my mom, my dad, Carly Haggerty, huge help. My crew guys, we got Tommy, Craig, Bradley, my cousin Drew, Chris Browner, he works with us. Who am I forgetting? My brother's been working. My buddy Aaron's been helping us. Woodchuck Saloon, obviously. My sponsors, Bruce Electric, Millennium Music. Zinc Ink Shirts, Pilot Pits. I don't know. Everybody. There's so many people. You know, Robbie Pullen's helped us out. Jeff, he's helped us out. It's really good because the car, it's been our own program this year. I mean, we've scaled it. You know, I haven't really been asking for much help. Cameron Rowe, the very first week, he came and just looked over and gave me some measurements for the rear end. Mr. Cliff, he came and taught me a few things with the front end that I had questions. You know, he answered every question I had. You know, we're working out at my house. It's the floor's falling in. We don't have the best place to work on the car, but we're bringing a car to the track every week that's competitive, that can move around cars, that can pass cars, that's fast week in and week out. And I can't thank the guys, my crew, and my sponsors enough.
What does a win for you mean at Oswego? I remember your rookie season, I asked you one of your goals, and your goals was to win a race. You had to wait 4 years, and then you're worried about getting the Jason Simmons syndrome there and having to wait so long for it. But now that you've got it, and it's kind of sinking in now, about an hour and a half later, you're now an Oswego Speedway feature winner.
It's amazing, you know. You grew up here your entire life, you know, Oswego Speedway. You always, when I was a kid, I looked up at Otto Siderley. I was afraid to shake his hand when I first started racing here because it's, you know, you look at these guys and it's like NASCAR to a kid that's not used to this, you know. And now I'm here and I'm doing the same thing and I'm running with the same people and stuff, you know. It's absolutely amazing. And finally, you know, we got a win. We didn't start on the pole. We weren't slow. You know, we earned this win. And I don't know how to describe it. I really don't. You know, we finally earned one, and it's been 4 years, and I'm glad I got it the way I did. I'd rather wait for it and get it the way we did tonight than have it handed to me, I guess, per se, you know.
And you got a trophy, not a plaque. You got a big trophy, too.
We were walking over to the scales. I told Carly, I was like, this trophy right here means more to me than any check, any size check, you know. Check, it's spent next week buying the parts that I wrecked tonight. Trophy. I don't know where I'm going to hang it up. I just got a tiny little bedroom. I don't know if I'm going to be able to put the trophy in the bedroom or not, but we'll have to find a place to put it somewheres.